USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The next step in this process is either a preliminary hearing or bring the case before a grand jury for an indictment.
This as investigators learn that the newsroom attack in Annapolis, Maryland was coordinated. The spokesperson with the state attorney's office calling them a brutal attack on innocent victims. The shooter walking into the newsroom, barricading the exit doors and systematically killing employees, even as some tried to flee. President Trump says he'll announce his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy July 9th. He announced Wednesday he'd retire this summer. The president with a list that he's narrowed down. The AP saying two women are on a short list. Pro-lifers hopeful the president will pick someone who will protect the unborn, some calling it the battle of our lifetimes. And forecasters say it could be nearly 100 degrees during the New York City triathlon on Monday. That's not deterring them. Some 5,000 athletes participating in Monday's events. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The editorial page in the Friday edition of the Capital Gazette simply listing the names of the journalist shot and killed Thursday afternoon in Annapolis, Maryland. The heading simply saying this page intentionally left blank today to commemorate the victims of Thursday's shootings. At our office, the president saying,
"This attack shocked the conscience of our nation and filled our hearts with grief. Journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their job."
The president sending his condolences from the White House. Former military analyst and convicted leaker Chelsea Manning losing the Maryland Senate primary election by a landslide to incumbent Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, garnering only 5.7% of the votes. Manning announcing that candidacy is an attempt to be the first transgender member of U.S. Congress. Ben Cardin's going to face Republican Tony Campbell in the November general election. And Tehran's government resuming operations at an Iranian nuclear plant shut down nearly a decade ago in case talks with the EU fail. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hillary Clinton comparing herself to Winston Churchill in an interview with the British newspaper The Guardian while responding to a question about her stepping down from public service to help heal U.S. political divisions. She quickly corrected the statement but explained she was implying that leaders like Winston Churchill were also seen as polarizing figures but didn't step away from their public service. It's not your imagination. An expert says your nose does look bigger in selfies. USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A reconstructive facial surgeon at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School named Dr. Boris Pashkover says it's not your imagination. Selfies do make your nose look bigger. So do any close photographs taken with a smartphone. And he says it's the smartphone that's to blame. They typically make the base of the nose look 30% wider and the tip of the nose look 7% wider when the photos are taken at close range, and selfies are typically taken from 12 inches away. He says it's not like he doesn't like their business, but he says when patients come in demanding nose jobs purely because they don't like how they look in their selfies, he proves it to them by taking a portrait at about a distance of 4 to 5 feet away. But still, he says, most of those patients still insist on nasal surgery, saying it's important for them to look good in their selfies. I'm Chris Barnes.
And there's some new laws across the country that kick in July 1st. They range in subject from new driving laws to new boating regulations. I'm John DeMaster. This is USA Radio News.